In his own strength, he denies Christ three times, so scared for his life the night that Jesus was arrested. But just a few short weeks later, by the power of the Holy Spirit, he's boldly preaching to the same Pharisees that crucified Christ. The Holy Spirit was the key. And number three, he will give us the words and the knowledge to do all of that. We can't do it in his strength. I couldn't, as a CAP centre manager, go out week after week after week and sit down with families that are in complete despair without the Holy Spirit. God has created us to shine in the dark, tough places. Our world, our lives are surrounded by darkness, so much darkness. And our job is to be a beacon to the lost, the broken, the hurting, but a beacon that points to God and glorifies him. This is what Jesus is reminding us of in Matthew. Shining our light isn't about people recognising the good works that we do and giving us praise for that. It's about pointing people to the glory of God because they can see him through our actions. Let's just have a little bit closer look now at Queen Elizabeth. I believed that she lived her life shining brightly for God. We just saw on that video, and I didn't know that they were playing that video, but we just saw right at the beginning a very young 21-year-old queen vowing on the radio to serve our country and the Commonwealth for the whole of her life, long or short. And she continues then to ask God to help her make that good, that vow. That's a huge commitment to make at such a young age, at 21. Last week, Jed challenged us and asked us, A, do you know what God is calling you to do? B, are you running your race with perseverance? And C, are we impacting those around us? In Elizabeth, at the age of 21, I see a young woman who knew her calling from God. I see the commitment she had to serve him, our country, and the Commonwealth. And I see her desire to impact others just by her boldness of sharing this vow with the whole world on the radio. There's no getting out of that once you've made that so public. In Elizabeth, age 96, I see a woman who stood fast to her calling her whole life, who ran her race, which at times was undoubtedly hard, but she persevered to the very end. And a woman who indeed impacted those around her, as proven by the many, many tributes and testimonies that I've heard this week. She always sought to bring messages of unity, hope, and peace. And she did so with such grace, compassion, wisdom, but always with a sprinkle of humour, shining her light because of her love of God, so all could see and glorify him through her deeds. Whenever Elizabeth spoke, she would always talk about her faith and her love of God. She didn't hide it, but she let it shine and let it do its job. I can only hope to be just a little of what Queen Elizabeth was. I see in Queen Elizabeth a person whose heart was most definitely filled with Jesus Christ. She carried her cross diligently, determined to make a difference wherever she could, by making the one person that she crossed paths with, whether that be the man in the street, a president of a country, or a prime minister, or a family member, feel like they were the only person there in that room. She listened intently. She showed interest. She encouraged. She cared time and time again with people that she had never met before. You can't do that unless your heart is full of love poured in by the Holy Spirit. Only by allowing our hearts to be filled with the love of Jesus can we hope to shine bright and impact others. Can we put Romans 5, verse 5 up, please, Jed? This says, hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. The Holy Spirit is key. Because of that, Elizabeth was able to offer hope in the face of no hope, because she had hope in her heart. Elizabeth could build bridges and bring unity, offering kindness when surrounded by hate. And I mean, particularly thinking about Ireland, because she had God's love in her heart. And Elizabeth was able to encourage others when they needed it the most, because she had God's compassion in her heart. If our hearts are full of God's love, through him, we'll be able to reach out to those in need, to those in our community that are lost and hurting. We will be able to fulfill our calling and have perseverance to last till the very end of our race, to do the good works that God has set us to do, designed especially for us, for right now, today. Can we put Ephesians 2, please, Jed? 10. Ephesians 2, verse 10. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. We're not here by mistake. God knew exactly when we would be alive and what plans he has for us to do. Do you know, there's never been a time when our world is so broken. And right now it feels like we're just being swamped by wave after wave from storms that just keep coming. Brexit, COVID, the war, energy and cost of living crisis, inflation, climate change, the Queen's death. But you know, in all of that, God's love never changes. His promises never change. And we, his church, are called to shine bright and be beacons for God in this world of darkness. And by church, I mean you and me. We're called not to be overwhelmed or to be anxious in these times of distress, remembering God will equip us if we allow him to fill our hearts. You know, one of my all-time favourite scriptures is Isaiah 41, verses 10 to 13. I'm going to read it out to you now. So, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. All who rage against you will surely be ashamed and disgraced. Those who oppose you will be as nothing and perish. Though you search for your enemies, you will not find them. Those who wage war against you will be as nothing at all. For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. What an amazing promise. We can confidently shine bright and be bold in the darkness because God has promised to help us. But what is God calling you to do? Last week, Bev asked us for help in Sunday school. I know the cafe needs more volunteers. Lifts are needed constantly for hospital appointments and other events. Can you pray for someone? Are you a good listener? Could you encourage someone by taking them for a coffee? Can you be a befriender? Do you have practical talents that you can offer up? How does God want you to shine your light? Do you need to study more? Do you need help to understand more about what God is calling you to do? Have you signed up for the discipleship course starting at the end of this month? Now, I'm not going to promise you that following your calling will always be easy. Sometimes it'll be hard and we'll have to make sacrifices. And you know, I'm quite sure there will have been days when the Queen didn't feel like opening another school or a factory or attending a dinner or seeing to the daily business of state each morning come rain or shine. And I'm absolutely positive she didn't feel like having those meetings with Boris Johnson and Liz Truss on Tuesday. The effort it must have taken her to get ready. But there she was, as radiant as ever with her beautiful smile, carrying her cross till the very end. When we stand firm in God's love, we can persevere and push forward and keep going, just like Elizabeth did right through to the grand age of 96. This morning, I want to encourage you all again to continue to look at your heart, to give yourself that spiritual MOT that Jed talked about last week, so that as we move forward, you will be ready to shine bright to those in our community and in your walks of life that are in need being a beacon displaying God's love for all to see, just like Queen Elizabeth did.